T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and 10 in the morning on KNSS, 8:49 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Winter storm hits north central and northwest Kansas. As much as 8 inches of snow in some places.
Two.
Wichita City Council will discuss drafting an ethics policy at a workshop meeting today.
One.
House sends one article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate. Three big things. Steve and 10 on KNSS.
Traffic this morning, sometime after 9 a.m., between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. today, Kansas Department of Transportation is going to be shutting down the ramp between southbound I-135 and K-254. That ramp is actually going to shut down. They're installing another which-way camera there, another CanDrive camera. And so, again, that's the Kansas Department of Transportation shutting down that ramp. Southbound I-135 to K-254, traffic update from 98.7. 1330 KNSS, I'm Jad Chambers.
Increasing clouds and cool today with a high of 32 degrees. Cloudy and cold with a 40% chance for snow tonight. Overnight low 21, could see a half inch of snow or somewhere abouts. Wednesday, decreasing clouds. Tomorrow's high again, 32 degrees. Now cloudy, 26 degrees, a north wind at 13 miles per hour. A first-person account of confronting suicide shared by a federal official.
This is House Call for Health. Suicide is among the leading causes of death in the United States. Dolly Moorhead, senior advisor in the office of the U.S. Surgeon General, recently joining the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's podcast, Beyond the Data, to discuss suicide prevention. The issue is close to her. She attempted to take her own life during her teenage years.
I want people to know that you can get past this dark place, that it does get better, and also to show folks that individuals can recover from suicidal ideation or attempt and be productive, happy, and successful members of society.
The rate of suicide has increased by about 33% over the past two decades. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
U.S. home prices jumped in November at the fastest pace in more than 6 years, fueled by demand for more living space as Americans stick closer to home during the pandemic. Home prices soared by 9.1% in November compared with 12 months ago, according to today's report on the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index. 8:52, Steve and 10, a department shuffle at the state level. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and 10. Yeah, after 10 years, the Kansas Division of Tourism is moving out of the Wildlife and Parks Department. It'll now be part of the Department of Commerce. The move was made by Governor Laura Kelly in an executive reorganization order. The decision was made after receiving input from businesses, destination marketing organizations, and industry partners. The order has been sent to the Kansas legislature. It'll take effect July 1, unless the Senate or House disapproves it. Cities and towns facing unprecedented budget pressure due to the pandemic. Some say that they're expected to increasingly turn their attention toward a source of wealth that has remained off their tax rolls, colleges and universities. Going after higher education may become more attractive as cities face billions in budget shortfalls from lost tax and fee revenue due to the pandemic. And Alaska Airlines says it has no plans to require employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19. A company statement says Alaska and Horizon Airlines strongly encourage all employees to get the vaccine, but will not mandate that employees receive it at this time. United Airlines, however, says it will require its employees to be vaccinated. Delta Airlines at this point just strongly encouraging their employees to get the shots. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, this morning, Ted and I and our listeners celebrating the birthday of a well-known broadcaster and former Major League Baseball star, Bob Uecker, having a birthday today.
Ah, the Uke.
Are you a fan of the Uke?
Oh, huge fan of the Uke. Man, I've been going back for a while and watching his appearances on the Johnny Carson show on YouTube.
Yeah. And what did he pitch?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
He pitched what? Was it light beer?
That's part of the Miller Light bunch.
I bet you he made a ton of money for that one. Wow.
Hey, down you in front.
Bet. Yeah. And then, of course,
must be in the front row.
So one of the little-known facts about the Uke is that he did play some. It took him about 6-7 years to get through the minor leagues and get up to the Milwaukee Braves. But part of his tenure was a stop here in Wichita to play for the old Wichita Braves.
Oh, wow.
And Ted pointed that out, and I thought, man, I may have seen him play. I probably did not, since I did a little research and found out the Uecker played in 2 games for the Wichita Braves in 1957.
Oh, yeah. How funny.
Now, the beauty of the internet is we found out that he went 2-for-7 in those 2 games.
Yeah, he had a couple of hits.
Yeah, for an average of .286 while he was a Wichita Brave. How about that?
If you've never seen his acceptance for the Hall of Fame, his acceptance speech, oh, my gosh, you've got to see it.
Can you get it on YouTube?
You bet.
That is golden.
I don't know that I've ever seen it, but thanks. I've got to look that. I got to look that up later.
Everybody there was just rolling.
Yeah. Uecker, how old is he today, Ted?
87.
All right. Thank you, guys. That's Steve and Ted this morning. Glenn Beck program coming up. You get Senator Rand Paul. He's going to talk about election fraud and impeachment. That's coming up at the Glenn Beck Show. 9 o'clock this morning in our news. The House sends an article of impeachment for Trump to the Senate. That's on the way. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Now 26 degrees.